All right. I've hit start. You are... No, I'm going to do the sound test first this time. Yeah, I'm going to do the sound test first time. Skittle me once, skittle me twice, skittle me thrice. Now we're married. All right, your turn.
All right. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Just Be Cousins. I am Joe Neal. That is Joe Mark. You are not Joe Mark. You are Jason Mark. It's only one Joe here. Get ready, because it's the video game episode. That should be fun as a barrel of...
Donkey Kongs.
Yeah, a barrel of Donkey Kongs. Or Donkey Kong throwing barrels at Mario's. It should be a lot of fun anyway. Anyway, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah. Oh.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good, man. I'm ready to rock out with my joystick out. This is awesome. What is that we're listening to?
Now listen closely. Listen for a moment.
Okay. I'm listening for a moment. I want to guess what it is.
Please do.
I want to say, like, Metal Gear or some sort of shooting thing, or like it's Galaga 2014. No, I don't. Metal Slug. I don't know. What is it? What are we listening to?
Well, you know, all of my contributions tonight, I think, is might create a type of ambiance of nostalgia, perhaps.
Yeah.
This is the theme to the first level of Castlevania from the NES.
Guess. I was going to guess that. I'm stupid.
Oh, yeah?
Arrgh.
Here, listen for a second.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
so.
it's done by a metal band, which I thought you might enjoy.
Hell yeah, that is so good. Castlevania.
Castlevania, one of my favorite games. One of my favorite game series, really.
Heck yeah, the game series was awesome. Back in the day, that's a genre now. Like, their other games are Castlevania-esque. They reference it, you know. It's a thing. That's beautiful. Thank you for that.
I like Castlevania so much that I almost mentioned it in the horror episode, because I feel like it's a piece of horror art in a way.
It is a piece of horror art. I agree.
It's almost like some long ago version of Cabin in the Woods, because it's like every different horror monster, they're just like, well, we're going to make a game where every boss in this game is some, like, Universal Studios monster from, like, back in the day.
It's like there's a vampire. I think there's a werewolf. What else is there?
No, not just a vampire. It's fucking Dracula. That's the last dude.
Yeah. And then the werewolf and what else is there? Is there, like, a...
I think eventually they brought in the werewolf. But, you know, you're fighting the Grim Reaper. You're fighting Medusa. You're fighting Frankenstein. You're fighting bats, you're fighting ghouls, you're fighting zombies. And you're a dude with a whip, a magic whip. Magic ghoul slaying whip.
A ghoul slaying whip. I've always thought that if I was going to be a superhero who had a weapon, the ghoul slaying whip would be my, you know. And I would walk around with it just dragging behind me. And then I would use it to, like, grab things and pull them to me. You know, that reminds me of one of my favorite games back in the day was Bionic Commando. You remember that one?
Yes, yes. Here, you know what? We didn't discuss this previously, but I'm all about the old school Nintendo Entertainment System. Yeah. Bionic Commando was cool because you had a robotic arm that was also an extendo arm.
Yeah.
And is that the right term? And
yes,
I think maybe it was even like a prehensile arm.
It was everything you needed it to be.
Yeah, but and you know, you reach out, grab something, you swing on it like a like Tarzan swings on a vine, and then you kill somebody on the other side of the ravine.
You kill Hitler. Yeah. If I recall, the original game.
Oh, right, right. Yeah,
Hitler
yeah.
the end boss. Yeah.
Now that's a real boss, Dracula. That's a real boss, Hitler. Yeah. Damn. That's worse than Dracula.
I think it's you're gonna make a video game. And you've got this really cool concept no one's done before. It's going to be an extendable arm. You're going to swing around and grab shit, and it's going to be cool. And they're like, we put all of our creative energy into the arm. Now what? We have to have an amboss. What are we going to do? We need to create something very compelling and evil and worthy of this arm we created. And they're like, we can't. We can't think of anything. We're tired. Okay, just use Hitler then. You could always default to Hitler. Everybody hates Hitler for good reason.
Well, and I remember a video game. We might bounce around a lot like we do, like we did in the music, in the music episode. But, you know, Castlevania, that's one thing. You're fighting Dracula. Remember Castle Wolfenstein?
Oh, yeah.
And guess who you're fighting? It's fucking Hitler again. Hitler. And he's like a mutant Hitler. Like, that was a fun game, too. But,
Castle Wolfenstein.
So we don't need to dive right in right away. I wonder. See, you play a lot of newer games.
I do. I play all of them.
I still play just a lot of older games. And I think you're going to hear that come through just over and over again in this episode. And then we are going to have a special guest today. That will be Ian Sane once again. Who at one point in his varied career or careers, I guess, he used to design video games. And I think once he comes on the show, I might have to just step back because you guys will actually talk about real current, you know, contemporary video games.
We'll bring you into it. Let me ask you this question, Joe, because you are a musician. And I know you're going to say things like, oh, I used to be and blah, blah, blah. But I feel that being a musician is not unlike being an alcoholic. Once you can only be a recovering musician. You can never get it out of your system, right? Hmm. And the reason I bring this up is because as a musician, you probably got a lot of blowjobs. And I'm thinking Ian, as a game developer, didn't get as many. Now, I don't know that he didn't get the blowjobs, but not because he was a game developer. And I feel like the world should be such that game developers get as many blowjobs as musicians. I think if that happened, the terrorists truly lost.
Well, I think if you played enough video games and if you find the secret screen on Grand Theft Auto, you might be able to get a like cyber blow job from some virtual hooker.
Yeah,
maybe.
For sure.
Like I think if you're really good at that game and you know where to go, you can probably get it. Yeah, you can probably get a video game blow job.
But I think that the only thing worse than not getting a blow job is getting a video game blow job. I mean, you know, if there's ever anything that's going to remind you, guess what's never going to happen to you, you fat video game playing lard ass? It's this right here on the screen right now. And that's just not the way the world should be, I think. That's my opinion.
Listen to this. We tried to have a video game theme. We're back on blowjobs, like, right away. It's become sexual right away. This is a video game episode. Everybody.
It's Thursday.
And we don't have a listener tonight because Ian Sane will be on the show, so he can't listen to it until he's on it.
Until he's on it, and then say, hey, can you guys move away from that topic and back to the video game? So let me ask you this question then, Joe.
Yeah.
Are you playing anything these days? Are you still sticking to what you've always been playing?
Well, you know, when you've been playing some old school Nintendo for, you know, three decades like I have, you get really good at some of these games. Like I'm really good at Tetris. I'm really good at like Battletoads, Contra, all these games. Like if you sat down with me and played these games, you'd be like, God damn, like he's got his shit together.
Yeah.
Man, like I can look away from the screen and get distracted, think about something for 5 minutes, look back, and I've beat the game.
If I recall, when you were very young, you and your brother could play Pole Position with your eyes closed.
Are you fucking with me?
No, you used to tell me that. At least your dad used to tell me that. It's like, yeah, they could play Pole Position with their eyes closed. They played that goddamn game so many goddamn times, they don't even look at the screen anymore. They can have a
fight
with
each
other.
That's where it all began.
Yeah.
Pole position. Atari. Atari 5200. That was, you know, we grew up in a trailer park, but we were the only 5200 Atari system in the whole trailer park. We were the envy.
Let me tell you something, Joe.
Of
the
poorly
only,
dressed children.
You were the only 5200 system in the state of Colorado. Nobody had that goddamn system.
High class trailer park kids.
High class. So, that's what you're still playing the old school Nintendo when you pick up a joystick?
Yeah, I still do. I'll go in and play Tetris. I used to think I was the best Tetris player ever, but you know, if you go on to like YouTube, some of these people can play Tetris now at a level that I didn't understand my own brain. I'd be playing Tetris so fast that I'm like, this is not a conscious activity. This is some savant weird bullshit going on. I don't understand the mechanism of what's happening here. And so I thought I was like, oh, this is it. This is as good as you can get. Nah, it's bullshit. You go to YouTube and watch people play Tetris now.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's interesting, isn't it? Because I had exactly the same experience, living in this bubble of I'm amazing at anything that I do. And then you go to YouTube and there's some guy, and I don't want to be racist, so I'm not going to say what country he's from. We all know what country he's from. And he is just, I mean, on another level. And it's not like this guy is some kind of backwards, weird, can't do anything else. But I can't say the S after I've had one shot of tequila, for crying out loud. It's not like he can't do anything else with his life. After he gets done playing that, he's probably going to go to, you know, his IROC Z28, peel out, and then hit the club and get a blowjob. It's not fair.
Hey, you know what I've noticed? That this is not video game related, but I feel like the first shot that you take or the first drink that you take causes you a mini stroke. And then you kind of recover, and it just happened again.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I can't. I have to choose my words more carefully. You mentioned YouTube, and I wanted to bring something up. And I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, and if I have, I'll try to be quick for the sake of our listeners. But have you heard of a website called Twitch?
No.
Okay, so Twitch is a website you can go to, and you can watch other people play video games. And the people who play the games that you're watching, they're not professionals in the sense that somebody hired them to do this. They're professionals in the sense that they're just folks who play games, and then they put ads around the video game playing, and then they get a part of those ads. And as a result of this revenue generation, they actually make a living. There are people who literally pay their mortgage with money they receive from ads that are shown while they play video games. I mean, can you imagine a life, Joe, where you get up in the morning and you play video games for 8 hours straight and you cash your paycheck and you know.
I would have liked that when I was 12. But yeah. One, I can't imagine doing that now. I don't think that would be a good job. I think I would go slowly, maybe quickly insane. Uh-huh. But then I also don't get it. Like, what? Answer me this. Do you go to these websites and watch these sons of bitches play video games? Is it that entertaining?
It is. I watch people
play. I feel like you have better things to do with your time, sir.
Well, okay. Imagine if – okay. Are you a sports fan of any stripe at all? Is there anything
– No. I played racquetball for a while, and then I would go and watch – I would go to YouTube and watch like the best racquetball players, and that was half like, oh damn, they're really good, and then half kind of unintentionally it ended up being like really humorous. I stepped out of myself. I'm like, you are watching fucking racquetball on YouTube, and you know the world champion at the time is named Sudsy Monchek. Look that up. I'm not fucking kidding. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, that's about it. That's the extent of my sports fanaticism. I watched some racquetball because I like to play racquetball. Well, you know what? Racquetball is so it's so popular as a spectator sport that I'm sure they've made many video games, racquetball video games. Maybe it's not a fucking one.
There's not a fucking one. There is not a fucking one. The reason I want to talk about racquetball video games, because that's awesome, but the reason I bring it up is I'm sure that even if you're not a sports fan, you could imagine somebody who's really into baseball or really into football or whatever who would love to watch football in various degrees all day long, like watch the game, watch people practice, watch interviews, watch them, you know, working out, watch a documentary about the history of, you know, the infield flyer whatever.
I get that. And I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, but that's all this is. I mean, people are enthusiastic about a game or games. And it's not like all of these people who play the games and make money off of it are doing it just playing and that's it. There's a lot of other extras going on. There's tits, for example. A lot of these people are young, good-looking women with low-cut blouses. And I say that to be funny, but it's also just the truth. I mean, it's really a thing. I mean, people like looking at pretty
girls. Well, that's
girls.
Like sports. They put the hot chick on the sidelines to, like, you know, as commentators, and maybe it's the same thing. It's like, oh, there's somebody playing a video game. I'm like, oh, it's great, fun watching a video game. And there's some tits of a really good looking girl.
Yeah,
this is good. Getting all sorts of entertainment on different levels all the time.
Yeah. And then there's also
now. Tell me,
The other thing, and there's also that a lot of these guys and ladies who play the games are talking at the same time, and the things they're saying are either about the video game or about their life or about politics or about any kind of, you know, social sort of pop culture thing, and it can be quite interesting. Wow. There's one in particular that I like to watch, and I won't say his name just in case he finds out about us, because then he would be like, I can't believe you would say my name on your shitty podcast, I hate you forever. I know it's never going to happen, but just in case. And the things he talks about are very interesting. He did this 2-hour discussion on how movies are like short stories and TV shows are like novels, and it was really in-depth. I mean, seriously, I think I could have...
Hey, I've had that very thought. That's,
yeah.
Okay.
He's
also playing a video game at the same time.
At the same time, he was shoving his sword into zombies and shooting them in the face with a shotgun. I mean, all at the same time. So,
So there's other things going on. There's other levels of entertainment, but please tell me that these YouTubers are ridiculously good at the game.
No. And that's what I love about it. Not necessarily. I mean, yes, you can definitely, like, if you go to Twitch and you say, okay, I want to see people who are playing Destiny, and you can see who's being watched the most, and chances are that's somebody who's well known in the community and is also probably pretty good at the game. But no, you and I can get on Twitch and we can start broadcasting ourselves playing, and we don't have to be good. We don't have any tits, and we're not very articulate when it comes
to... Hey, speak for yourself.
Well, okay.
No, my tits are substantial. Well, for man tits, I think they're getting pretty good. Well, give me another 10 years. We're gonna be looking at some Hooters. But hey,
beautiful.
I wanted to say I do watch video game YouTube shit, but it's again here it is again, old school NES.
Yeah.
Because I can go to YouTube. See, there's no commentary. There's no nothing. It's just people playing those games at a skill level that I didn't even think was possible.
Right.
And, like, I thought I was really good at these games. And these are, like, 12-year-old kids that are just like, okay, this is me. I'm going to do the hardest level of Battletoads without getting hit, without dying, just straight through, faster than anybody's ever done it. And then they do it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, It actually goes against the idea that, you know, we're devolving, because sometimes I think we are there's we're kind of like idiocracy, like people are getting stupider and stupider. And but some of these kids are so damn sharp. Well, maybe they're on the autism spectrum and they're savants and autistic, but
yeah,
it's, I don't know. But that's, I'll go to YouTube and watch that stuff. I think that's cool. But just somebody mediocrely, is that a word? Playing a game, and maybe there's some cleavage, and then they're telling you about their philosophy on, you know, life or other forms of art. I don't know if I could get into that. Look, you dig what you dig. And, these are forms of entertainment that, you know what, I haven't even tried it, so I can't knock it, really.
I bet you could probably go on Twitch and find somebody playing Battletoads. And I think the thing is that what it's done is it's taken this thing, this phenomenon, video games, and it's given it its proper context and its due. And when I say that, what I mean to say is it is a force of nature. It's a thing to be reckoned with. Like when people introduce yo-yos, yeah, there's people who like yo-yos, and you can go join a yo-yo club, but yo-yos aren't a multi-billion dollar industry. They don't capture some aspect of human nature that absolutely everybody can relate to. And you know, or maybe with fidget spinners, right? It's a huge craze right now, and the kids seem to love it. But it's going to die out in 3 or 4 years. And if it doesn't, if it catches on, if it goes crazy, that's awesome. It will be a reflection of the human condition in some way. And what I'm getting at is that's what video games are. When it's reached a level where the video game culture, and maybe an extrapolation of nerd culture, says something about what it means to be a human being, and Twitch is just, you know, exploiting that for monetary advantage, no different than ESPN, no different than Playboy, no different than the Food Channel. I mean, these are all things that are fundamental to being a human being, and I guess that's what I want to ask you, unless you have a different point you want to make. What is it about video games that compels you? Why do you like them? Because ultimately, they're a waste of time, right? You play Battletoads, an hour later, your life is not better, it's probably a little bit worse. But there's something there, otherwise we wouldn't be literally spending literally tens of billions of dollars a year, tens of billions of dollars per year, Jesus Christ, on this stuff. So what is it? Why do we love them so much?
Well, maybe we can go – maybe we'll have a psychology episode at some point. We can go more deeply into this. But for me, it's really simple. These are – they're kind of like – they're puzzle games. They're pattern recognition games, and they're like reflex games, like just hand-eye coordination. Can you recognize the pattern? How quickly can you respond to the pattern? And can you solve the puzzle? And all the NES games are that way. And you know, so that's kind of where I'm at. But you know what? I think there is a perspective here that we're missing. I think we should bring them on early because this stuff. We need to hear Ian Sain's kind of input on these on this
Absolutely.
Topic.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Let's rip through the ads and all that junk. Get that crap out of the way. Then we'll bring Ian on and have an actual decent conversation. So
okay.
I think I went first last time. Do you want to go first this time?
Sure. And I've got a an intro. If you'd like to, give it to me.
Let me turn off the background music. Okay, I did it and I said it. Let me start.
Thank you.
I think you just fucking convinced.
No, that was too quiet.
You didn't. Okay, try again. Yeah, turn it up.
I'm gonna turn it up. Do 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 do. Okay.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Wait. That's the outro. God damn it. Okay, folks, we have not recovered from last week's engineering snafu.
No, so we're going to hit stop and try it again.
We're going to try it again.
We're good. We're getting good at this.
Good. Yeah, we're good. I've had a lot of tequila today. That's the intro. Going to hit play now.
Sometimes that is better.
Wait, that's arguments intro. That's not the ad. Am I doing an ad or the arguments for cancellation?
You are. We're doing an ad. I need a word from our sponsor, please.
You know what, Joe? If making a podcast was a video game, my score would be zero.
Many of today's video games are complex and time-consuming to the extreme. 3D, 4D, virtual reality, entire universes to explore, characters to create from scratch and develop over years of online play with people you've never met. Controls and options that are so involved and confusing, it seems to take days of training just to learn the basics. Look, some of us old-school gamers don't have time for all these all-encompassing cyber experiences. Some of us just want a retro game from back in the day. Something simple, fast-paced, and immediately satisfying. Well, there's nothing simpler and more retro than Frogger Classic from Konami.
Oh, yeah.
Let Frogger transport you back to your childhood as you quickly move your frog through the streets, dodging cars, fleeing danger, and shooting hookers in the face. Okay, I'm just going to keep going here. It's a straightforward arcade-style fight for survival as your ski mask-wearing frog carjacks innocent people at gunpoint, commits senseless murders at every turn, and embarks on a variety of unconscionable, highly illegal missions in order to climb the ladder of organized crime. Frogger is the best example of fun for fun's sake, straight from the golden age of video gaming. Quick, hop left and dodge that oncoming bus. Hop right and beat that mailman to death with an aluminum baseball bat. Hop back and pull that elderly lady out of her Lexus. And then hop in the driver's seat and run her over with her own car before you speed away. Hop, hop, hop onto the roof of a seedy strip joint to fire a rocket launcher at the SWAT team helicopter, which is now bearing down upon you. You'll have to move quickly if you want to keep your frog alive and out of federal prison. In this arcade gym, you can choose to turn your frog into a lucrative, psychopathic criminal overlord, or you can simply launch your frog into a brief, random series of sadistic, extremely violent acts, ending in blood and fire as the police cut your frog down in a hail of bullets. Or you can bounce around avoiding traffic and alligators. Frogger Classic. Good, clean, easy fun from a time when video games were video games, and stabbing a bartender wasn't such a big deal. I think that's, by the way, I think that's Zangief dying in Street Fighter 2.
That's anyway. Not what it was. Grand Theft Frogger. I like that a lot. All right, I have an ad here. Let me read the copy. I really shouldn't have to read it because Larco called me up at, I'm not even joking, they called me at 7:30 and they said, hey, here's what we're advertising today. We have no copy. Please write it. Click. And I'm like, wait, what? So I wrote this. I'm not even joking. I wrote this from 7:42 to 7:59 p.m. This is the truth. So I apologize, fans, for the shittiness of this ad. It's not my fault. It's Larco's fault. Here we go.
Cowardly disclaimer. Hit it.
Damn right. You work hard all day punching the clock, punching a keyboard, or punching doggies. You put in your hours and you come home, you're tired. The last thing you want to do is stare at another screen for 8 hours straight. But you've been playing World of Warcraft for 12 years. You can't just quit. You're still a couple hundred million artifact points shy of getting your weapon to full max. Not to mention that your raid team has Xavius on farm, and you're just a cunt hair away from getting enough nether shards for your last piece of 900 gear. You're going to throw all of that away for what? A fucking baseball game and a blowjob? What kind of man are you? Still, it would be nice if you could be in two places at once. Welcome to the new morality, soldier. Larco has what you need. And what you need is game slave. We're talking about a real, live, genuine Chinese human being in your house, playing your character, maxing out your professions, collecting stacks of blood of Sargeras, working that auction house. And why a live person? Let's face it, sharing your account information with an internet stranger is dangerous. With a real live game slave in your house, no one has to know you're violating the Blizzard end-user license agreement. You go out into the real world, watch that ball game, get that BJ, secure in the knowledge that an underfed, underage game slave is taking your tune on dungeon run after dungeon run, and no missed LFR pops for pee breaks. You can order up a Larco game slave today, tonight even, and if you use our code at checkout, JBC, we'll throw in, absolutely free, a set of sturdy iron shackles. These shackles come in small, extra small, and Ariana Grande, ensuring that even the most malnourished ankles stay locked up tight. So what are you waiting for? Order a Larco game slave right now and get your life back.
Jason, hey, I want to make it clear. We do not advocate for Chinese slavery. Fucking please. Oh, God.
Fucking right? Please. Anything to make a buck, Larco. Anything to make a buck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know how the oftentimes there'll be some disclaimer where it's like the, you know, the opinions expressed in this show are in no way representative of the sponsors and do-do-do-do. Well, this is the other way around. The opinions of the sponsor in no way reflect me. Maybe you, Jason, but not me. Please, just leave me out of this shit.
I just think it's fascinating in terms of a video game culture that our president has as one of his chief advisors a human being who used to own a share of a company that literally employed Chinese slaves to play World of Warcraft. I am not making that up. None of the things that I just said is an exaggeration in the least. Trump, Steve Bannon, Chinese game slaves playing World of Warcraft to make gold to sell on the black market. It's all true. That's the world we live in. You're welcome.
Should we, Jason, bring... this show's supposed to be fun. Let's bring on Ian Sane.
All right, let's bring him on. And I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm going to screw up his intro music because I didn't cue it up correctly. So I'm just going to call him and then start playing it. We'll see what happens.
Oh, you bastard.
Okay. I'm a bastard. All right. Ian Sane, where are you? I'm calling you. Please answer the phone. That's his song now. See,
hello.
Sorry, Ian. I'm trying to play your music. Never mind. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, man, today is the video game show, and we want to get your opinions on video games. Joe tells me that you know absolutely nothing about them whatsoever, but we want
your opinion. No, that's bullshit. Anyway. He knows, like, almost everything. It's
Joe said, Ian, Joe said that when it comes to video games, you're kind of like the Mata Hari of cooking peanut oil. You know nothing.
Yeah, that's basically right. I don't know. I don't. So these are you're talking about games that are like on a VHS tape, or
no, not those.
That, oh. No,
Pong, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pong. I played Pong once. Also, Miss Pac-Man a couple of times. Yeah, sure. I know a little bit about video games.
Oh, excellent.
I used to make them, and I have been playing them for a long time. In fact, I play so much video games that. I think Joe can attest to this. There was a time when I was without a home, and I had two backpacks, and one had clothes in it, and the other one had a PlayStation and PlayStation games. And whenever I would go to somebody to somebody's house to hang out, I would find a way to hook up my PlayStation and play games in their living room.
You see, Joe, that's what I'm talking about. The fact that this man does not get blowjobs like you used to makes me upset, because that is an awesome story.
Oh my God! Don't underestimate the power of this man's blowjob.
Oh, I got some blowjobs.
Prowess. Oh wait, that made it sound like he gives really good blowjobs. No, he receives blowjobs very, very well and often. At least he used to. I'm sorry, Ian, and I'd also like to say about that intro on behalf of Jason.
Yeah, I apologize too.
Give her blowjobs, and I forgive you.
Okay. Well, hey, now this is you brought up again and. You'll be on future shows, but you're just alluding again to your sordid past down on Pain Street in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Sordid past. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Tennessee was rough.
Yeah, well, some people couch surf, but Ian is the only person ever that couch surfed with a PlayStation in his fucking backpack.
That's true.
That's baller right there.
It is.
So, Ian, back in the day, what was your PS2 game of choice? What was your jam?
Well, this was PS1,
ooh.
Not PS2,
ooh.
But a little older school. But Final Fantasy VII back in the day, that was a big one.
You're one of those.
Carnage Hearts. Lots of good ones back then.
Yeah. During that era, I'm going to give you guys kind of a little insight into what Jason Mark is all about. That era, I didn't have a PS1, but I had the equivalent, which I think was Xbox, the original Xbox out at that time. I can't remember. But I was really into...
Go ahead, sorry.
I was really into DDR. Remember that game, DDR?
I do, yeah.
I had the foam pads. I had three of them. And I would jump around my living room like a metaphor gone crazy.
So you, wait, what is DDR? Is that
dance
dickhead retrobates?
That's one where there's music and you have to dance on the pad in the right rhythm to not fail at the game.
Oh, dance reprehension.
Dance revolution. Right. You know
right.
What? Just
sorry,
for that, Joe. You know what I'm going to do? We'll play a little DDR music while we talk about this next next thing. Yeah, I was really into DDR back in the day.
And you would dance on three pads at once? Was it like Twister, or like how did that work?
I would, yeah, the you could set it up such that it's like, okay, you're gonna go crazy now, and we're gonna have you move from one pad to another. So I would move from, I would play with two of them, and sometimes I play a multiplayer game and I play by myself because you know it's video games. We're all lonely.
You like doing the windmill and like headstands and shit, like full on breakdancing?
If I can find it, Joe, I will send you a photograph of me jumping literally 6 feet in the air off of my couch onto the DDR pad so I can get the right start.
Now, were you one of those people who like lost 80 pounds playing DDR or something? Was this your sort of diet and exercise routine?
It was, yeah. And my knees to this day are terrible. Yeah. They are awful. But, okay, enough about that nonsense. We wanted to also talk about... So you worked on video games. Did you work on any titles, Ian, that we can talk about?
Yeah, sure. I worked on a couple of games that you've probably heard of. Did you ever play Medal of Honor?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah, so I worked on that.
Who's ever heard of that game?
Medal of Honor.
I know. Well, it's old now, right? So
it is.
Now people have no idea. But, yeah, no, I worked on that. I worked
to
on
me,
that.
It's new. I played Battletoads yesterday, and I just... Medal of Honor? God damn, that's high-tech great. Shit. Fucking A. Well, anyway, Medal of Honor, that's like... Really, isn't that arguably one of the most popular games ever? Please.
It is, yeah. Probably, yeah.
Like, to old people like us, not to the young kids who would have no idea what it is. But yeah, it was my first software job out of college. When I first got out of college... The industry had crashed, and so I was working at Kinko's for $8 an hour. And then my friend was out having sushi, and the guys down the sushi bar from her were celebrating, and she found out they had just raised money for their video game company. And so she got me an intro, and then I worked there in QA. And then within a month, I was bringing so many problems, along with suggesting code fixes to the engineers, that they got sick of me and promoted me to engineering, and then that was the rest was history.
See, Ian, you are an inspiration to homeless people everywhere. Like that is...
homeless slackers everywhere.
Right. It's like, well, can you end up, you know, you're homeless. What are you going to do with yourself? Well, I'm going to end up going to college, learning an unbelievable amount of information and build a huge skill set about coding, and then I'm just going to jump into a video game company and help make Medal of Honor. God damn, good job, my friend.
Thank you. Well, and it was funny, like, because when I went to interview there, I was making $8 an hour and taking a bus across town, and this place was basically within walking distance of my house, a longish walk, but it was walking distance, and they asked me what I wanted to make, and I was thinking, I make $8 an hour to go across town, so I was like, 20? And they
like,
said,
let's go 15.
And they said, and the CEO was like, so like 20 an hour? And I was like, I was thinking, like, if you could pay me $20,000 a year, that would be a raise. And so he's like, we cannot pay you that. And they paid me $30,000. So I thought I was doing great. Just like, great.
Heck yeah, you were. So I was telling Joe about Twitch, Ian, and of course, Medal of Honor is very popular on Twitch. If I recall, I mean, its latest iteration, right? Am I remembering correctly?
I think that the Call of Duty is probably very popular on Twitch, and that's sort of the spiritual successor to
Medal
of Honor.
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely. Medal of Honor definitely set the stage for that kind of thing, and I was explaining to Joe why it's so popular or what one gets out of it, but actually the Medal of Honor, the Call of Duty, what is the Battlefield, all of these games add another level, and that's the esports aspect of this. Is that something that you're familiar with or even comfortable with, Ian, the esports?
So, you know, I think the esports is a little crazy with all the damn kids and their Twitch streams that they have playing on their second monitor at work while they write code. I can't quite wrap my head around it, but...
Really?
The closest I got to esports was in something like World of Warcraft and doing big raids and stuff back in the day, but... But yeah, I know it's a huge lucrative thing, and it just I can't I mean, okay, so when we were teenagers, we would always be sitting around and you're playing games with a bunch of people, and you're always sort of waiting for the time when it's your turn and you get to rotate in, and that's why you're sitting there watching, because you're going to get a turn in a minute to have somebody kick your ass as Ken or Blanca or whatever. But then I just don't really get the whole idea of I'm going to sit down for an hour and watch other people play games. It doesn't make sense to me. Well, but
did you never have?
Oh my God! Thank you. See, that's kind of what I was saying earlier, Jason.
Did either of you never have the experience? Maybe not. Of like sitting with your buddies and playing Grand Theft Auto and getting to the point where fuck it, let's just wreck shit. Watching your buddy either smoke out or get drunk, just wrecking shit and having the cops chasing for half an hour and laughing your asses off. No, excuse me, laughing your balls off. Is that not something you guys ever did?
Because I have had that experience. That's why. You know, that Frogger ad that we just did earlier kind of dipped into that a little bit. There's something rather disturbing about Grand Theft Auto where it's like, well, and I did. I would watch my friends do it. I would laugh, and then I would do it myself. And then later on, I would question, like, what is wrong with us, like, morally?
And then you feel
like we decided, well, we're not going to go on some mission. We're not going to try and, you know, get to a higher level when it comes to our criminality or whatever you can do in that game. No, we just walked around, pulled people out of their cars, beat them to death, hopped in their cars, and then ran, like, you know, just run down a whole crowd of people, and we were delighted by it. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, if I may, I'm going to get philosophical, and Ian, feel free to interrupt me and tell me I'm full of shit, but
you're
I feel like,
shit.
Well, okay, wait till I actually say something that's stupid.
Thanks, Ian.
You motherfucker. Oh, Ian hung up. That's just terrible. I'm kidding. I didn't
right
hang
here.
Up on him.
Yeah.
I did not hang up on him. Definitely video games are give us access to catharsis, right? And I'm not going to quote the Greeks or any of this bullshit, but definitely when you and your friends, Joe, were jumping in the car and killing prostitutes and running over ladies, it was something that you wouldn't necessarily wanted to do in real life, but you were living on that edge that we all are told that we're supposed to live on, right? But you're doing it vicariously through an avatar on the screen in front of you, right? And I'm here to tell you that what Twitch provides people is a kind of a camaraderie, because video games definitely isolate a person. And here is a way for a person who's by himself to be in a community. And yeah, it's a virtual community. And yeah, it's a bunch of racist shitbags chatting online. But nevertheless, it's an effort to reach out and commune, right? It's like, hey, let's all watch this idiot shoot other idiots in the face and laugh about it. And I think it's just, you know, the human desire to be.
Well, now I can understand that, and maybe Ian, you can chime in on this too. But like, to me, it was always more fun to play video games with other people, and that
exactly.
Doesn't mean let's play a two-player game necessarily. That just means if somebody else is watching you. Somebody else that knows how to play the game, they
can tell you all the shit you're doing wrong and laugh at you.
Yeah,
right. And they can laugh when you die, and like when you do really good, they might even like cheerlead for you a little bit. That's how it used to be, like real human beings sitting in a room together playing video games.
Right.
And now, like, you can get like a facsimile of that experience because you go on to Twitch. And, oh my God, we're experiencing this video game together, which is that's the way to play video games.
Yeah.
I guess rationally it doesn't make less sense than people, getting together to watch football. Which I also don't really do. But I'd rather play a game than watch other people, especially if they're playing games at a level where they're sort of world class, and it's just like I can't even really conceptualize of what the hell they're doing, you know? It's
okay.
Oh my God, we should have had you on way earlier,
yeah,
because we kind
of
started this conversation earlier. Like I only watch YouTube videos to watch people play old school Nintendo games at a level that blows my mind. And Jason's like, no, I watch these YouTube videos, they're not necessarily good at the game. And now Ian, you're making me understand that, which is like, no, they're at my level. It's like playing a video game in the room with the same person. I'm making all these connections right now. Listen, I have to take a piss. Can you guys talk about video games for like a minute?
Joe, you go piss because this is a quality podcast. So, Ian, have you ever played Burnout Paradise? Remember that game?
Never heard of it.
So, it's a race car game, and it was on the Xbox back in the day, and its innovation was that there, you know, you had the Xbox camera, and the thing you were supposed to do is you're supposed to play multiplayer, you're supposed to have the camera facing you, and every time somebody made you crash your car, it took a picture of you and showed your face to the guy who killed you, right? And
how did that not immediately descend into dick pics?
Well, it was. I saw my fair share. But it was interesting because after you play this game for 5 minutes or an hour or 3 days or whatever your threshold is, you would end up playing with the same people. And it was like, you know, yeah, I crash into a guy, he shows me his dick. I crash into another guy, or I crash him and he'd see my face. But then it got to the point where I'm only crashing into the same people over and over again, and I recognize him and he recognizes me, and we're like friends. Now, I don't know their real names, and I don't know anything about them, but we're on our microphones,
yeah,
he's like,
I recognize that cock. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. No, I remember once, like, I was racing along, and I killed this guy, and he killed me, and then he said in this really thick British accent, which I'm going to do a poor job of right now, he said, "Oi, Buckhead, I'm going to go get me tea. I'll be back, you fucker." And half an hour later, he came back, and he said, "Oh, good, you're still here." And it was like, you know, hanging out with a buddy. And it was that sense of camaraderie that kept me coming back to this game over and over again. I think that's something that Twitch lends itself to.
Look, back in the day, I used to – do you know what MUDs are or what they were?
Oh, hell yeah. I used to play the what's the one I used to play? The Terry Pratchett Discworld MUD all the damn time.
Nice. So yeah, I played on a bunch of MUDs, and I actually built levels for some of them and whatever. And it's the same thing, right? I mean, it's a game that you're playing, but you're only half there for the game, and a lot of it's really about the community, right? And
Absolutely.
Online community is really for, especially back then, but before geek culture had taken off to the point it did now, it was harder to find, and sort of social media and everything made it so easy to stay connected to people like you.
Yeah.
It was tough to find people of like minds, and so I think MUDs and also IRC, but in the gaming realm, MUDs were really the place to go to find that sense of community and sort of nerdy friends who you could hang out with in a virtual sense.
Yeah, and the only thing
I'm back, and I knew it, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I knew it that you guys would do like a half a backflip jackknife into a swan dive right into the deep end of pool of shit that I know nothing about.
All right, so Joe, you know what an MMO is, Joe?
Say again?
You know what an MMO is?
Like, no, is this what you're talking about, the mudslide?
No, so, okay. So,
it's a precursor of an MMO.
A MUD was a multiplayer online game that was text only. So, like, if you ever played an old game like Zork or something where it would describe to you in text what was happening and then you would type in what you wanted to do. So MUD was like that, but connected on the internet, connected with a bunch of people. So you'd be going, you know, off on an adventure to kill the dragon with five other people or something like that. And then MMOs, massively multiplayer online, like World of Warcraft, are sort of the modern graphical versions of those.
Yeah. And I think Twitch...
kind of like Dungeons and Dragons, just via text is what you're talking about.
Well, the key is...
Was there a dungeon master, or was the program itself, the game, was the dungeon master?
Yeah. The computer would run it. Although users, as Ian pointed out, would create levels and modules and things like that. I think what happened is, like, you had MUDs and they're all run by uber nerds who really loved what they were doing. And then somebody figured out recently, I want to say in the last 3 or 4 years, we can monetize this shit. I don't mean we can monetize video games, because they've been doing that for a long time. We can monetize the camaraderie aspect of this. People are willing to pay us money just to hang out with other people who have the same feelings and thoughts that they do. And for my money, that's a beautiful thing. I have had a World of Warcraft subscription for more or less 12 years straight. And I believe that, if I did the math, what is that, nearly $2,000 I've spent? Every penny's been worth of it. Every penny's been worth it.
I loved World of Warcraft, but it got to me for the point where when you get up to the high level and you're just doing 40-man raids, I got up to doing 40-man raids, and I had to be, you know, ready to raid at these specific times, 3 times a week. And like at the point where I told my boss one day, hey, I got to leave, I got to get back before traffic hits so I can be in time for my raid, I was like, fuck this, man. This is a second
job. I know. Like, what the shit? Come on. Jesus. Yeah. Like, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
what
but
the fuck are you guys talking about?
How is that any different, though? How is that any different from telling your boss, I got to leave early because I got to go watch my kid in a fucking play, you know, as he chews up the scenery and, you know, takes a shit on a potted plant? I mean, how's that any different, you know? I've spent less money on my child than I have on World of Warcraft to this day.
Yeah,
literally,
but my kid
truth.
Only shits on the potted plant like twice a year, right?
Okay,
like,
fair enough.
I had those vapes three times a week.
That's a good point. Well, Ian, I don't know how long it's been since you played World of Warcraft, but it's so different now. There's no more 40-man raids. That's 2013.
It's like 2007. It was when there was a 50. The cap was level 50.
Oh yeah. The cap is now 110. You got a lot of catching up to do. It's a
I only have one thing to say, and that's fucking wow.
Joe, this is why we do the podcast. You're comedy genius.
Hey! Hey-o. Hey-o. All right.
Hey, speaking of comedy genius, Joe, do you have
You know what? All I did was take a piss. Let me explain something to you. I thought it would be great to have Ian Sane on because I know he's like a video game dude. And of course, Jason, you love video games.
I do.
And I was like, this is going to be great because if I want to like take a little break or, you know, go take a pee, maybe get a drink or something, they'll just keep it up. You know what? I left for like, I think a minute, maybe a minute and a half, and I was pushed completely out of the conversation. I have nothing to say. And goddammit.
What are you even doing here?
I know. Well, you know what? I'm just going to leave. I'm going to go play Battletoads.
No. What you're going to do is introduce the argument for cancellation. I know you got one. In as much as Ian and I are connecting here on our love of video games, the truth of the matter, this podcast is terrible, Joe, and I want you to convince me to stop it. Is that something you think you can do?
I'll give it a shot. And you know what? I'm really glad that Ian's here because after the arguments for cancellation, there's some nostalgia that's gonna start just creeping in here. And you guys are into new video games. You guys are into medium new video games, moderately old video games, every game in between, which is great. But I'm hoping that you guys have a good memory for some of the older shit. And, well, you'll see what I mean, but we might even have some sort of quiz. I'm going to see what you guys know here in a little bit. But let's do arguments for cancellation.
Okay.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome everyone to the video game edition of arguments for cancellation. Now, this week, I'm going to do something that I've done before. You know, we've had a couple of clusterfucks. You know, we have problems that continue, and so I have to complain about them again, right? So we had the clusterfuck a couple of times. We had we talk about, you know, sex, vulgar sex too much, and so I've done that a couple times. Well, a while back I did a bad joke montage, just bad jokes, and I think maybe I gave it a creative name like Bad Joke-tage, you know, because I'm a fucking genius. Anyway, this time I think it worked out even better. That is, I have very, very clear evidence that our jokes are bad. Actually, they're so bad, they're not even our jokes. We didn't write these jokes. We just tell stupid jokes to fill time because that's how bad our show is. And you'll see what I mean. But I call this montage the Bad Joke-tage Part 2, Game Over.
How many Californians does it take to screw in a light bulb? Californians don't screw in light bulbs, they screw in hot tubs.
What is it about good sex that makes me want to crap? And then he's like, how many police officers does it take to screw in a light bulb? They won't screw in a light bulb. They'll just beat the shit out of the room for being black.
I didn't say she was crazy. I said she was fucking goofy.
Yep, you really knocked one loose there, Tiger. And he's like...
What's the difference between a joke and three dicks? Your mom can't take a joke.
Mickey Mouse is giving the thumbs up.
He was giving a thumbs up and Goofy.
I met the sweetest stripper the other day. She had the greatest smile I've ever come across.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
Finish him!
So you can...
Nice.
There you go.
That's
the bad joke, Tosh.
My dad will be pleased that he was featured in this week's montage. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, your dad all of a sudden was like, hey, Mickey Mouse's thumb is up Goofy's butt. I was like, yeah, that's a bad joke. It's also literally a dad joke.
Yeah. And it's a twofer.
Anyway, so did those sounds, by the way, you know what? Did I convince you? Those are bad fucking jokes. Did I convince you, Jason?
I think you fucking convinced me.
Yeah?
And what I loved about that montage, Joe, is that I didn't recognize everything that you played. Some of those things I don't remember saying, and I love that about our show. And I recognized every single little video game bit you played, but I've had a tequila and a can of beer. I probably can't tell you what they were from, so you're gonna have to do that for me.
Well, we're gonna test Mr. Ian Sane, but you have to agree those jokes were fucking terrible.
They were.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes that is better.
I agree. So let's test Ian then. How's the test going to go? What's your thought there?
Well, it's just kind of like it's a recall thing. So Ian,
okay.
Did you?
All right.
Now those noises. Did you hear those noises?
Yeah, of course I heard the noises.
Okay. Well, go easy on me here, but I. Now, can you name? I think there's like about six "you just died" sounds from old school video games. Can you name four of the six? Maybe there's eight. Can you name four of them? Four of the video games.
Okay, so you had either Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man. You had Mario. You had Street Fighter. You had Mortal Kombat. I thought you had Castlevania, but it might have been Ghouls and Ghosts or one of those.
Oh no, you got it. That was Castlevania.
Okay, and I. The other ones were familiar, but I didn't. Was Zelda in there?
No, you know what? I couldn't find a good Zelda one, but I really wanted it. I wanted Zelda.
I think five is the limit of my immediate recall.
I think five. Well, you know,
I think you'll, as soon as I say it, you'll know it. Maybe Jason, you've played all these games too, but I had Contra in there.
Oh yeah,
I had Ninja Gaiden.
That's a classic.
Or Ninja Gaiden. How do you say it?
Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden, right?
It
right
on the game.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, and what you do is you go back to school and you say, hey, Leroy, I heard you played Ninja Gaiden. And he's like, wait, is that homophobic? And you go, that word has not been invented yet, Larry. He said, I thought you called me Leroy. Shut up, Leroy. This is my stupid joke.
Jenkins isn't coming out for a while either. Come on.
Hey, that hit its 10-year anniversary, didn't it? You remember that? Did you see that on all the... On all the things.
Oh,
10
so
years of Leroy Jenkins.
But can I say, didn't you find, and I'm sure you're going to say yes to this, didn't you find every single noise that you heard familiar somehow, though?
Yeah.
Didn't it access a file? Like, I've heard that before.
Absolutely.
I've heard that before.
Absolutely. I think that out of all of the things that you hear in a video game, especially old school, Joe, especially old school, the one thing you hear the most is the death music, right? And there's got to be something to that. I mean, you work at Taco Bell, you work with millennials, you are their manager. What is it about our fascination with dying in video games? Why do we like that so much?
I know why.
Those games are a pain in the ass, and you just died over and over and over and over again trying to beat every level, so... You hear it a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is, they've taken that idea of it being really hard and dying, and they're like, that's the core, that's the key, fuck everything else, and they created games like Super Meat Boy, right? Super Meat Boy, the whole point is that it's impossible. The whole point is that you're going to die a fucking lot, and it's huge. People love that goddamn game. I mean, talk about speedruns on YouTube, Joe. You want to just, you know, cut off your own dick and shove it in your ear and say, that's it, I'm done? Watch a Super Meat Boy meat run. That will turn you into a monk.
Wow. Well, yeah. And it, as I understand it, that game was really inspired by, like, some of the best NES platform two-dimensional, you know, side-scrolling games. I mean, it was a callback to that. And I, you know... By the way, you were talking about, like, what did you say, Jason? Like, cut your dick off and shove it in your ear? Like, that's... Just prepare yourself. That's going into a montage. I don't know what kind. I don't know what for.
It's going to be the cut your dick off and shove it in your ear montage.
The dicktage, probably. The cocktage?
Cocktage.
Oh, hey. Wait. Ian, did you hear the ding-dong-tage?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, but I think you can still take it up another notch.
Call it a cocktage.
All the time.
That's a more mature title, I think. The cocktage.
The cocktage, yeah. Cocktage. It's like it has a little bow tie on it or something. It's good.
The cocktage.
Everybody, savor that image. That is a boner with a bow tie.
A boner.
And that's also Tucker Carlson. All right, let's move on, guys.
Well, we are at an hour here, and I'm feeling pretty good about our repartee. Any closing thoughts or feelings? I think we did the usual JBC treatment of the subject, which is to basically dry hump it until it finally gives in and says, okay.
We dry hump it, and then it submits, and then we come in our pants, and then we go to sleep.
Exactly. I feel last. Yeah. Any last thoughts on – well, let me ask you this, Joe. For our outro, do you want traditional Rooksop or do you want your doctored Rooksop? Because it ends kind of aggressively, but I kind of like it.
Well, here's another thing. I want the same outro because Ian, while he's with us, I'd like for him to hear it. And after we stop, please keep recording. And I want to see if Ian can tell me what it is. It's another pop quiz.
Okay, let's do this. Since it's a podcast where we talk about doing the podcast, it's appropriate for me to say this. We are going to play the Rooksop, and as it plays, Ian, you're going to listen. And at some point, you're going to shout something, and then we will know that you know what's going on, and you will have proven your credentials as a homeless video game junkie / developer / whatever it is you do right now.
train and breed dogs.
Oh, okay.
A lot of dog showing.
Awesome, awesome. I really, really, really hope that's a metaphor for something disgusting. Okay, everybody. So thank you for listening to this edition of Just Be Cousins. I'm turning off the background music, and apropos of my cousin Joey, I'm telling you that I'm doing that. Now I'm starting the Rooksop, and good night. Feel free, guys, to talk during this part because it lasts for about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, Ian, you're about to hear something. It will access a file in your brain. And all I want you to do is try and figure out where the hell does this come from.
All right.
And Joe, it's got nothing to do with blowjobs, right?
No. It has nothing to do with blowjobs. It has nothing to do with grilled cheese sandwiches. I'm just narrowing shit down for you. Here we go.
Show my Oaken! Are you also fighting?
No.
It's familiar, but I can't place it. Is it Battletoads, Joe?
Not Battletoads. Ian, you mentioned this game earlier. Give him a hint, Joe.
All right, here's your hint. Dracula.
Oh, Captain Danger?
Yes!
Yes!
Good night, everybody. Guys, I'm still recording. That was what you call a manual fade out.